This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! You want to start the show talking about controversial stuff?
Yes.
You want to?
Yes.
You want to talk about stuff that'll get us in trouble?
I do.
Maybe. Well, it's not that it'll get us in trouble, but inevitably, and I was kind of joking with Michaela and Adrian, that there's some stuff that no matter how you present it or whatever you do, and that's actually how you know the show's doing well, is that I'll get yelled at no matter what.
Yeah.
And somebody will just go, "You're an idiot, and my opinion's more important than yours." You know, that kind of thing.
Of course.
How could you possibly... Now, the worst thing is when they don't care at all.
I would rather them love or hate us than be, like, right in the middle.
Yeah, and just not, or even worse than that.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, so I did realize, kind of after the show yesterday, I wasn't trying to give Ingrid Andress, her name's hard to say, the national anthem girl.
Yeah.
I wasn't really trying to give her necessarily a rough ride, and I realized I kind of did. Then they came out with the old, "Ooh, I was drunk" defense. How?
I saw that.
That offended me as a professional.
Tell me why.
Not offended. Offended's not the right word.
Okay.
But I went, okay, so... Oh, well, she was drunk. Oh, okay. Now she's going to go to rehab. Well, you can't say you were drunk when you sang and not go to rehab. You know what I mean? Because then you've half, no such thing as halfway crooks.
you got to have a solution for singing the anthem drunk.
Because otherwise people go, "Oh, it's a problem." You know, and I'm not knocking that in any way, shape or form.
Of course.
But I thought, okay, well, there's that. But then I was like, dude, I got to be honest with you. If Michaela doesn't drink or any of that at all.
Mm-mm.
If I'm working, if I got to go be in front of a microphone.
Right.
I generally don't at all.
But can I tell you, that's why I don't drink. I've never been a singer that can have a couple of drinks and go on stage and feel loose and be awesome. That's never
there's some
been
people
the girl.
There's some people that love that.
Yeah. And they do so great. One, maybe two drinks. It just loosens them up enough to execute. Comedians, singers, I am just not that girl. I know better, and I don't want to
learn that lesson. Two for me is a bad idea. You either want me to have one, or you want me to have four.
Is it beer or hard liquor? Does it make a difference?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. But literally, you don't want me to just have a little. And actually, a lot. I'm in love with the world, and I want to go to sleep.
Yeah, I love that.
That's it. After that point, or I can sit on the couch and binge binge drink and binge watch.
Yeah.
You know, I can do that.
But I think that's the responsible thing, sitting on the couch, binge drinking, like getting hammered before the anthem. Again, no judgment. It's a high pressure situation. You know, you're like, oh, maybe I'll have one more drink. Oh, there's all these MLB players. Maybe I'll just have one more sip.
Well,
I'll hit her all at once.
The one thing that we know, and I grabbed even as if I couldn't love you more, I did grab a little extra respect with all the people talking about how hard the anthem is.
It's so hard.
And you sing the anthem a lot.
But can I tell you, I didn't sing it for like 10 years. I got asked a lot of times to sing it. I always said no because I was so nervous and I did not want that kind of pressure. And the only reason I started saying yes is because it was a Cubs game. I got the opportunity to sing at. My best friend is a huge Cubs fan. And she was like, please sing the anthem so we can go.
At Wrigley Field?
No, here in Vegas.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, at Big League Weekend.
Yes, yes. And that's when I started. Otherwise, I don't know if I ever would have said yes. It's hard.
I have a roster of straight anthem killers in this town.
Do you?
That are great at it.
Yeah.
And I have so much respect for that. So, here's the other part. It stands to reason. Okay, now you're Ingrid Andress. I can't say it. Ingrid Andress. Say Ingrid Andress really fast.
Ingrid Andress. Oh, it's all right. It's
hard. Okay, what's harder? Singing the anthem or saying that chick's name? What's harder? So with that in mind, she's going to be, the home run derby's a big deal. You're in front of all these people. So maybe try and loosen up a little bit. Went too far.
Uh-huh.
Dang it. Now you're stylized. Hey, and here was the other part of that. Who among us have not done drunk karaoke? And it's bad.
It's so bad.
And that's what that was. So, whatever. It still sucked. I'm sorry. You can't get away from that.
Right.
Yeah, you blew it. But who among us have not stuck our foot? We were going to do the bit yesterday. We talked about this.
Yeah.
At length. About when did you just blow it in front of everybody? And none of us could come up with an actual story, but we know it's happened. And you know why none of us can come up with a story? Because we block it out of our
minds.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, Adrian has tried to get in with a story for, I don't know, the last 3 minutes.
Well, did you want the some of the social media comments and everything that was going on? That was hilarious.
Whatever you got.
Well, I just found it funny because, like most of America, I was not aware of who Ingrid last name I can't pronounce. Ingrid Indrid. So
we all need to take some time off.
Someone said, "Who is this?"
Oh my god!
Someone said, "Who is this?"
Yes.
And someone said, "Oh, she's a country singer."
Yes.
And another person said, "For what country?"
What country, guys?
Let me tell you.
Poor girl.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Get your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Would you really know if somebody was having a heart attack?
I wish I could say yes, but no.
Yeah, I just realized that. Here's why I ask this. A nurse named Claire, okay, she knows what she's doing.
Yeah.
But like us walking around, like,
I'm like, cool dance moves, bro.
That's what I was thinking, too. Like, would I really know? God, being awfully dramatic over there.
Yeah.
A nurse named Claire saved a man's life at the Charlotte airport last month after she noticed that he was having a heart attack while they were both at the gate waiting for a flight. This is like so many things. We see things in movies, and we think that's how it's going to be in real life. And we think, oh, I'd spring into action. I don't know that we would all the time.
Chet, to be honest, I want to say I would. I wouldn't. I think I'd be a little afraid, too.
Yeah. There were a lot of, and we can get into this later. I don't want to go into the full story, but like everybody talking about, well, they saw the guy on the roof when Trump got shot.
I know.
But you can't just open fire because it might have just been a guy going, hey, I can't see.
Yeah.
you never know.
That's not to laugh at it, but that's true.
No, and there's people involved. There's people going, God, what's going on over there? And things happen really fast.
Yeah.
Anyway, Claire jumped into action, performing CPR, using a defibrillator. The guy told Claire, I'm so appreciative and so indebted. Here he is telling the story.
I talked to Claire on the phone when I was in the hospital. I haven't met you face to face, but excuse me, I'm sorry, guys. A thank you is not enough, Claire.
I'm Very glad that I was there that day to help you out. I'd obviously do it again in a heartbeat. I'm so happy to see that you're doing so well and you're doing great.
And of course, that was Claire on the other end. Amazing.
That's
right
crazy.
Place at the right time. A kid in Canada dropped a postcard to her grandma into a mailbox, forgot to put a stamp on it. She was at camp at the time. One of the workers helped her put a sign on the mailbox alerting the mail person that there's a letter in there with no stamp on it. They included a stamp to put on it. The mail person saw the sign and then dug through all the mail to find the postcard and put the stamp on it for the girl.
That's so sweet.
It sure is. And here is the mail person. Oh, camp worker first, then the mail person talking about it.
Daya put the note in and said that it didn't have a stamp. I guess I just went into problem-solving mode. Probably the fastest thing is to just leave a note.
When I read that a child had sent a postcard from their day camp to their grandmother with no postage, obviously the first thing I thought once I opened it was to find this missing piece of letter mail. Just to see that there's a simple request, it's human decency just to follow through and do what you got to do, right?
Bonus sweet Canadian accents. That whole thing's just delicious, like Canadian maple syrup. It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
What are you saying? You're saying vacuum?
I am.
Vacuum. Okay, got you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I just saw you with me out there.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! All of a sudden, we just started mouthing vacuum to each other. And it was, I don't know what's happening, but okay.
Listen, it entertained us, okay? Please move.
Adrian just got it. I think he got it before, but then I also mouthed vacuum at him.
Good, good.
Or did I?
Uh-huh.
This is stupid.
Good morning to you both.
Just, yes.
Listen.
Stupid.
So dumb.
You know what? The Mirage is closing today, and I don't feel good about it.
I don't feel good about it.
The Trop closing down didn't bother me. Did you go did you say goodbye to Tropicana?
I did not say goodbye. And to be honest, I hadn't been there in years.
How many times in your life do you think you'd been to Tropicana?
I could count 5.
Same.
Maybe a little more, but no more.
Maybe no, honestly, for me,
a little
less.
Yeah.
I think 3 is accurate.
Okay, same.
A buddy of mine, when I lived, before I moved here, I told a record company guy that I was going to Vegas with a buddy, and he goes, oh, let me say, I think I've got a hookup, let me take care of the hotel room. And I think he was connected, if you know what I'm saying. Old school.
That's a friend you want to have
at the end of the old school.
Exactly.
And from what I understand, those guys were in the Trop. Right?
Uh-huh.
Because it's old school.
Oh, yeah. And it was never redone. Like, if you went in there until a couple of months ago, it was very old school.
Early mid-2000s, they slapped a coat of white paint on everything. On everything. And they tried to make it like
brand
Miami.
New.
You know? I swear to God.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
You were in L.A. then, because it might have been, it was after you were on Idol, so you were already in L.A.
Right.
But they made the whole thing white, and it was like Miami. I'm making air quotes. And it was like, no, it's just really white in here.
Yeah, you just gave it a paint job.
Yeah, and it still smells like cigarettes.
Oh, and the ceilings are still very low.
And I think they didn't change. Yeah, low ceilings. I don't think they changed the carpet. Okay, so I didn't give two rips about Trop.
No.
Necessarily. It bums me out a little. Did you go say goodbye to Mirage?
I didn't.
I didn't either. My wife and I had plans. We have until 11 o'clock.
Can we get out of here fast? Well, you know, when I think of Mirage 2, I think of Vegas Vacation. You know when they have that amazing scene and the Mirage just looks so gorgeous.
Yep. We'll always have Mr. Papa Giorgio. We'll always have that.
Yes.
And I guess for everybody who was worried, Fox 5 had a story this morning about George the Duck.
What was going on with
in the
George
pond
the
by
duck?
The volcano?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's on Instagram. He's everywhere.
Where's he going?
Oh, is that legit?
They're making Instagram videos about what you're about to tell us about, like, his future. Because where is he going to go?
No, well, why don't you run with that? Because it sounds like you're better versed than I am. Because honestly,
friends with George.
I just saw a little bit of it, and I thought, okay, there's not really a duck named George. There's just a crazy lady who started feeding the ducks who named him George, which is entirely different. But apparently I'm wrong. Tell the story.
Well, no, I didn't. I saw it and I was like, oh, that's cute. I didn't get into the specifics. I didn't watch the entire video. Huh. But I do know that there's a lot of people concerned about the ducks and what's going to happen to them.
They're going to Flamingo.
Oh, good.
Okay. That's fair. That's a good place.
How are you going to round up the ducks?
You just see these little ducks walking across Las Vegas Boulevard behind their mom. Yeah, they're just Flamingo.
Yeah, they'll just lead them out of
there.
We're
moving.
Right.
Just cars, can you stop? We're using the crosswalk.
Little yeah, you're right.
They better.
They'll get like a mama goose. Yeah. Mother goose. See what I did there? But they'll get, yeah. They'll just get somebody's mama.
Yeah.
And then they'll just lead them across.
Just move over.
Yeah, and just be like the tourists. Just cross, even though there's no crosswalk or a light. Just, yeah, we're walking here.
Hey,
Iowa, this is how people die. I may or may not have yelled that out the window more than once.
No, you didn't.
At people on the strip? Absolutely. It's a weird thing with me because I don't go down there a lot. I'm not proud of this.
What? What?
The other day we had that thing with USA Basketball at Bellagio.
Uh-huh.
Rolling my window down. My wife goes, what are you doing? I go, you'll see. Because inevitably, somebody will cross against the light.
Always.
In front of you. Mm-hmm. And then another 10 people will follow them.
Oh, God.
You lay on your horn, and I yell out the window, hey, Iowa, that's how people die!
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I asked Michaela to hold on to a story just for a second. By the way, if you were hoping for Michaela's hometown throwdown right now, it's not going to happen because Jill Gilliland from Wagon Wheel became a 5-time retired champ. This is our last show. I take off for London tonight with USA Basketball.
And this is so exciting, Chet.
It really is.
This is a really big, big moment for you. Are you, what can I ask you, what are you most looking forward to? There's so much.
Can I tell you something dumb? Because this is the first trip that Amy and I have taken outside of, well, we went to Hawaii. But I mean, this is the first thing, quote unquote, out of the country. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've been to Canada, but that doesn't count.
Yeah, you know what I mean? This is a big trip.
Yeah, it's the first time that we've gone a long way.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that we'll get a chance to go back, but I don't know. So I splurged and bumped up the tickets. So we're flying. I don't know whether it's business class or whatever. I got us as far forward as I could.
I love that.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Well, also you're.
So I'm excited for the plane, and I like flying.
Yeah, but you're also how tall are you? 6'2".
Yeah.
Like you're a long-legged guy. That's a long flight to be in. Coach,
our other team of production folks.
Yeah.
Are currently with USA Basketball in Abu Dhabi. Because I had Aces last night, so they split the teams up and split the production teams up. So one team went to Abu Dhabi. The head of that production team is like 6'7", and he flew coach to Dubai. Yeah, I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah, no.
So I'm... My wife is going to have an amazing time in London. She's going to have a blast.
Yeah.
I also will have a blast. I'm very, very excited. Much of my time, like I had to explain to somebody yesterday. Well, our boss, JB, comes in and he goes, oh, I went to London and I went and I saw the stuff. And you got to do this. You got to do that. And I go, dude, I'm not going on vacation.
Yeah.
We rehearse every day. We have rehearsed. So we fly tonight. Tomorrow, nothing. Friday at, I want to say at 11 a.m., rehearsals all day, all the way through, game, then games and all that stuff. Yeah, it's a work trip.
And I have to say, like, I got to be in the room for some of the meetings that you were having because they call at random times. It sounds so fun, but it's intense. Like, this is a big, it's a really big deal, Chet.
Oh, yeah, schedules and...
Yeah.
It's schedules and... And Zoom calls and yeah, and it's
lots of names to pronounce
for a freaking basketball game. You wouldn't think, oh yeah, and then South Sudan's roster and Germany. Let's do this. South Sudan, and Germany. Let's go ahead and have those two and just put that on the public address announcer. That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
What? Bosnia Herzegovina is not available?
Oh, that was good.
Couldn't find somebody else. Couldn't find maybe another, you know, one of the Asian nations not around.
No, they wanted Chep Buchanan,
to
baby.
To throw them in the mix? No, but for their roster, for me to have to try and tackle?
Yeah.
I always laugh. My very first Aces game, it was an exhibition against the Chinese national team. So it's the first thing, brand new, let's throw Chinese names at him. Sweet. In fact, as I recall, I went on the air and had somebody who speaks Chinese help me translate names.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
You know, I do a song in my show called La Vie en Rose in French.
Yes.
And I really play it off so well. To be honest, I think about maybe 70% is actual French, and the rest I'm just really doing my best.
You're just rocking it.
To present. Yeah.
Here's my rule, and I think you go by this same thing. I do not care what the name is, but I'm going to say it's like it's my own. It's better over
here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Give me more. Weekday mornings, it's the Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Who's playing the 177 second survey?
We have Trixie Gonzalez from Boca Park.
Are people always disappointed that you're not 1,000 years old?
Yes, they think that my name is a nickname for like Beatrice.
Yeah,
oh,
that makes sense.
Is Trixie on your driver's license?
Yes, that's my actual full name.
I love that. We got to bring that back. But I like that for now. How many other Trixies do you know? I don't know any.
No, none, honestly.
I love that. I always get a little territorial when somebody else is named Chet.
Same.
It bugs me.
Yeah, it's my name.
You know, for sure.
Yeah, but there's Michaela's, but not the way you spell it.
Absolutely. True. I did meet one who spelled it like me, and I was not happy about it.
Oh, no, she's
it.
A fraud.
Uh-huh.
She,
faker. And it
really, yeah, just she was just saying that because she's trying to catfish you. That's all. All right, Trixie, your 177-second survey starts right now. Okay, I thought Prime Day had peaked and had gone away and it had seen better days and all that kind of stuff. And then I find out yesterday they set a record for the most sales ever.
Wow.
Did you, Trixie, buy anything on Prime Day?
I did, actually. And it happened to be one of those extending sun visors for shorter people.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Yes.
By the way, by next summer, we'll have Chet Buchanan show sun visors. We need to, so you can have
a look at that. Yeah, because I'm short, and this sounds incredible, and I'd love to be repping the Chet Buchanan show.
Oh, what do you mean, like an umbrella?
She said it's an extended visor for short people.
Oh, sorry, I missed the last part, because you said sun visor, and I got excited.
Yeah, because when you're little, it still is not long enough to cover the sun. I'm literally glaring to the sun when I drive.
Is that not just a parasol?
Goodbye, Trixie.
Oh,
no, she didn't mean...
I mean, good purchase.
No. She didn't mean goodbye like we're hanging up on you. No, is there... No, but isn't it really just... What are you doing over here?
That's what happened.
She goes goodbye. Trixie panics and was literally inches... She was inches away from hanging up.
Oh, my God, I'm sorry.
That's awkward.
She's like, Trixie's like, what'd I do?
Sorry, I
broke. Oh, my God, my bad, girl.
So, I want to go back to the original question. Isn't this extending sun visor just really an umbrella?
No, it's you can see through it, but it's just like a, I would say it's not like plexiglass or anything, but just a plastic that like extends down past where your sun visor goes.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. People in the car.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking you carried it around.
Driving.
I thought you carried it around on a stick.
No, for when you're in the...
No, you literally attach it to your current sun visor, and it just extends down, and you can see and drive right through it.
That's hilarious.
It's cool.
So you can still touch the pedals, yet you get protection from the sun.
Exactly.
Oh, that's adorable. Okay, we only have 30 seconds left. Let's get to your problem.
Okay, so the problem is I've been with my fiance for almost 10 years. We got engaged at the end of 2022, but we want to go get our marriage papers done and notarized today.
Oh, good for you. Today?
Today.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. But we're really kind of doing it for insurance purposes because I'm her sugar mama now, baby. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Right.
Now that
I have something to offer this relationship.
This kid's got benefits.
How she wants to lock me in now. But my family, I think, is going to be upset. She mentioned it yesterday. Should we tell them? Because we are technically getting married. To me, I don't think so. We'll do the marriage and wedding when it's time. This is just sort of to get the paperwork done.
Oh, yeah.
And so I don't really know what to do.
Now, Trixie, what do you think? So are you asking, do you have to throw a party?
Should I tell my family and let them throw a party if they want to, or just wait until we have the actual wedding at some point?
I would say do what you think is best, but I would just let them know that you're doing it and just do it.
I thought you were bailing out for a second when you go, I think you should do what you think is best. I was like, that's not an answer. No, but you did good.
Yeah. To let them know.
No.
Yes, at least let them know, but you know what you need to do for your relationship.
Yeah, don't swing it back on us. Be definitive here. Just, you know, take a stand, Trixie.
Yeah, because I feel like if I tell them, they're going to make a big deal of it, and right this minute...
You don't want that.
I don't want that.
Okay, here's my question. Do you want to relinquish control?
No.
Or do you want to control this? Do you want to, and that's not a bad thing. If you want to maintain control and you want to be able to dictate the narrative, then you don't need to tell them. It's no big deal. Everybody goes and gets their marriage license anyway.
Right.
That's not the important part. The important part is the party. Right? Maybe. Right? Don't yell at me. None of you. Just call up and yell at me.
I know.
Unless you want to, and then bring it on.
It's better to ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission, you know?
Yeah. This is not the ceremony.
Yeah, this is just paperwork to get done. We're going to be together forever. We have in almost 10 years.
Yeah.
But I just don't want them to find out and then be upset because it's not that, that kind of serious.
Tough, you know, tough noogies.
However, I will say I will now know officially what family members are listening to the show, mm-hmm. because I should be receiving texts very soon if they are even being
You're
loyal.
What? Oh
Yeah, no, I think, but, no, the wedding is the wedding.
Yeah.
This is just the official, great, okay, fine.
Right. It's legal. We've become one.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets insurance.
Yeah. In the
you
eyes
get to go to the doctor's next
In the
week.
Eyes of the state.
Yeah.
Yeah, then, yeah. All yeah. right, good. Have fun, Trixie. Have fun at Mariah Carey.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
No, thank you so
Bye.
Much. Well, yeah, we should talk more often. Hang on 1 second.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, it's how you win.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Maybe the absolute, just the most bizarre. I know I'm sure I've said it before that it's, and I don't want to be like The Bachelor, where it's the most dramatic rose ceremony ever, every time.
You know, I've never seen an episode of The Bachelor. Never got into it.
Consider yourself fortunate.
Thank you.
Have you seen clips?
I've seen clips, and that's all I needed to see.
You've seen The Bachelor. Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, there's some, and there's people who love it.
Obsessed. Every girl I know, they have watch parties, and they love it so much.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. I like stuff that you don't like. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we're okay.
Exactly.
And it's not that I don't like it. I just, eh.
Yeah.
But I don't, I've said this before, this relationship rehab is wacky. It's wacky. We'll get into it with more Mariah Carey tickets in just a minute for the Wednesday, the 31st, 2 weeks from today. Mariah Carey, the celebration of Mimi at Dolby Live. We'll do that in just a minute. I have picked up a horrific habit that I'm hoping to break over the next couple of weeks.
What is it?
I'm a social media junkie right now.
Are you death scrolling?
Yes.
I know. It's okay. I know. We'll have an intervention. What happened? When did it
I've
start?
I've never been that guy. I've always been pretty intentional about it.
Did this happen after you hit 10,000 followers?
Exactly.
No.
Chet, be honest.
I don't think so. No, it later. And it's been about a week. I've noticed literally. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
This morning I woke up early. So I was like, I woke up at like, my alarm goes off at 3:30. I woke up at 3:20. I don't know how I knew it was 3:20, but I knew it was 3:20 before I even opened my eyes. And then I looked at the time and I went, oh, 3:20. So I'm going to grab my phone. And usually I do a quick check the email, check everything else.
Uh-huh.
Well, I've got a couple of minutes this morning and I don't want to get out of bed yet. It's comfortable in here. It's warm. I like it.
Right.
The cat came up and snuggled. The cat never snuggles.
Oh, God, when the animals are involved, it's just cozier.
So I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to spend a minute and just enjoy this. She curled in. She's never done this before. Curled in on my ribs and started purring.
Is your cat addicted to social media?
I don't think so. But I just said, well, I'm going to take a minute and I'm just going to start scrolling through.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what time I finally got out of bed?
Tell me.
4:06.
Chet, I wish I could say you're the only one. It's awful. Once you open that bag of worms, you literally have to, isn't there an app or something where you have to shut down your social media? Like your phone just shuts down.
I prefer to believe I'm an adult.
With self-control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the doctor, when I had my heart issues, he said, you've got to make lifestyle. You've got to make changes. This one thing right now has to be gone from your... I grew up on a farm and all of those things. I chewed for a long time.
Oh, wow.
And I knew I needed to quit. And finally, my doctor said, okay, that's it for you. And I quit that day.
And never did it again.
Never again.
That's amazing. That's kind of amazing.
So I don't. Yeah, because I'm stubborn. You know that.
Yeah. Once you've decided something, it's over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Once I made up my mind.
Yeah.
I need to do that with social media.
You know what's hard with social media though, because we use it for our jobs as well.
Yep.
And I feel like you've seen how beneficial it is to really kind of promote what we're doing.
If I want to go check notifications and make sure that I'm returning. you know, messages and comments and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
As much as I can. That's one thing. But literally, I'm, hey, look. And, you know, and I'll start reels. I'll go down the rabbit hole on that.
I know. Then they pop up. You can't stop.
So more or less, I'm just using this show as a therapy session.
Okay.
And you know,
listen, there's a lot of people listening to you and relating.
I just figure the admitting that you have a problem is the first thing.
Congratulations, so, Chet.
Yeah, and I just felt like I needed to.
thank you.
And not unlike that, I felt like maybe I'm not the only one.
You're definitely not. Maybe we can make a challenge, you and I, of like only spending 2 hours a day on social media. You have only 2 hours to get what you need done, and it's a wrap.
Oh, and so then I woke up at 3:20 and then actually got out of bed at 4:06. And then I went and sat on the toilet until 4:16.
I know this.
Great. Relationship rehab sex.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I just realized, by the way, Adrian was yelling at me, a story popped up. I got a notification. Story popped up, and I was reading the story to Michaela on my phone. And Adrian gets on the intercom from the other room. Get off your phone!
Yeah, you did.
Entire break!
He's holding us accountable. Here. Thank God.
Yeah. It wasn't that. It wasn't social media. This time. This may be the most bizarre relationship rehab, honestly, we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Just the thought of it. And before you jump to conclusions, really think this through. Because it seems easy, but I don't think it is.
Okay.
And right out of the chute, the first line of the email, this will sound crazy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm engaged.
How?
My boyfriend and I have been together for almost 2 years. Over the weekend of the 4th, we went to visit his family. All of a sudden, people started congratulating me. I just graduated, so I assumed it was for that. But then a few people said stuff like, "Welcome to the family."
Oh, no.
Thing is, my boyfriend never proposed or anything, as far as I know.
Oh, God.
About a week ago, he took me out for what started as a really romantic night, but I got wasted.
Oh, my God. No.
And I don't remember all
this
of it.
This is amazing. Oh, my God.
Is this not great, though? This is people.
Yeah.
You know?
1,000%. I was tipsy when Lisa proposed to me, my fiance. I still remembered, but that's what happens when you go on a romantic date, not expecting anything like the biggest day of your life to happen.
So it's possible, he asked. I hate jewelry, so he would know that I wouldn't want a ring. How do I find out? Now think this through. I know what you're going to say. Just ask him. You gotta ask him.
I don't know.
Okay, how do I find out without saying, sorry, I was blackout drunk when you may have planned an elaborate proposal, so I don't remember any of it.
Oh, no.
Right?
Yes.
How do you take yourself out of this? You got to put yourself in the other person's position really quick. Because if you're him, you know what? I've examined all the possible. Tell me if I'm missing anything. Number one, you can't just come out and ask him.
No.
For the reason she explained. Number two, if you're him and you did take the moment and you asked and then she doesn't even remember that you did it, that's rough. And you're young. Things are volatile. You know, remember when you were hot and in love. Okay, so she just graduated. So if she just graduated high school, she's 18. She just graduated college, she's 22. Even if she got her master's degree, she's 26, 27 maybe.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're still fairly young. Things run a little hot.
Yeah. Okay, I think I just figured out a solution.
The other side, whether I had a third part of this. You can't ask. You can't just blurt stuff out. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just, oh, well, if he loves you, he'll understand and he knows you. Maybe, maybe, but you still really run the risk of finding out, oh, really?
I mean, yes.
You cried and you said you'd love me forever. And
yeah, he asked you to be with him for the rest of his life and he properly planned something. I'm assuming.
Potentially.
That's super hurtful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not intentionally on her part, but.
I'm not trying to take all the answers out of it. I'm just saying you really got to think this one through.
Okay.
So everybody's giving you indications that you're engaged. You have no real recollection of such things happening.
And no ring.
No ring because you hate jewelry.
Right.
So you would, so you wouldn't have one anyway.
No.
Do you have a new tattoo or friendship bracelet?
Yeah,
anything.
Yeah.
I don't know. But we'll even accept the answer. I don't know.
Yeah.
Cause we got to work through this one a little bit.
And
you think you've got an idea.
I think there's a way to ask.
Right.
I'll run it by you.
702-364-9898. Mariah Carey, the celebration of Mimi, Dolby Live, 2 weeks from now, Wednesday the 31st. Caller number 25. Yeah, I think we're leaving. It's the last relationship rehab for a minute, and I think we're leaving on a tough one.
It's a tough one.
On a tough one. Hit us up. If you got thoughts, though, or if you just want Mariah Carey tickets, call us now. For the record, I don't know that I have an opinion on this relationship rehab, and I know that's 1,000,000% against the rules, but I'm more than willing to talk this through.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
So, Jen, and we don't even have a name on her. Sounds crazy. This girl doesn't even know if she's engaged or not. Boy,
I'd be mortified.
Uh-huh. All right, let me get through the deets for everybody who hasn't been around. She and her boyfriend been together for almost 2 years. Over the weekend of the 4th, they go to visit his family, and everybody's like, "Hey, congratulations!" And she's like, "I just graduated, so maybe, you know." Then a couple of folks are like, "Welcome to the family." That creepy uncle that hugs you a little too hard. Sure, he was the one, but the thing is, my boyfriend never proposed or anything, as far as I know. They went out on romantic date night. She got drunk, and she's like, maybe that's when it happened. She doesn't like jewelry, so there's no real...
Yeah, there's proof. no indication, proof.
The groom, the uh-huh. better word. Yeah, no indication. She goes, how do I... And my favorite on this, and I think she's one of our people. I like her.
Uh-huh.
Because she says... How do I find out? Did you get this part, Jen? How do I find out without saying, sorry, I was blackout drunk when you might have planned an elaborate proposal, so I don't remember any of it. What are you doing here on this one?
I would get one of my friends to just kind of start a casual conversation and get to the bottom of it.
Uh-huh.
How? Did you? What's her name?
I don't know. Like at some gathering or something, and you know they start casually talking. Get one of my friends to kind of go.
Yeah, this is.
I've got the question. I know what the question is. Michaela, you had a thought on this as well.
Well, I actually like her answer better.
Right.
But I think that I would casually start showing him venues, dresses,
yep.
feel out the vibe and be like, what do you think about this? But this answer is not as good as Jen's.
That's still a precursor. That's a precursor to a proposal.
Yeah. Well, then her friend could ask, how did the other night go? Talk to me about it.
Doesn't matter. It was great.
Yeah,
well, it was awesome. We had fun. She got really hammered.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep you in the... I don't know why. I'm going to keep... Jen, stay here while we talk to everybody else. Like, jump in with us
when
we talk to Michelle. Michelle, it says on my screen, don't say anything. Did that apply to this? It did apply to this. Adrian says yes. Don't say anything, Michelle?
Don't say anything yet. You have to do your homework. Because if you got drunk, you got to do your homework. You got to pay. So my thing is, go look through your phone. Go look through his phone. I'm sure that, like, there's pictures, right, of the night. there has to be some kind of proof of something that happened.
Not if it was up to him. Not if they were alone.
Does she remember where they were at that night at that restaurant or wherever they had this romantic date or dinner?
The fact that she says he never proposed or anything, as far as I know, and mm-hmm. she used the term blackout drunk.
You know. The key indication is if somebody's saying welcome to the family, maybe they're just like, shoot, maybe she isn't.
I know.
I have the question.
Why
that the friend
say that? Why would you say welcome to the family if you're not part of the family?
I have the question the friend needs to ask. I'm pretty sure
I want to hear it. I want to
feel really good about it. Michelle, thank you. Have a great day. Marco, you say you do ask.
Yes. My answer is kind of the same as the first caller. Ask, but not directly. You know, have a family member, a close friend, you know, be like, hey, how'd it go, blah, blah, this and that, and then have that information relayed back to the, you know, person trying to figure out what happened.
How about this, y'all? No, you just say, it's a simple question.
Say it.
I'm telling you, I got it. You ready?
Yes.
Huh? You ready?
Uh-huh, I'm ready.
Hey, Jen, you ready?
This feels good.
Ready.
Marco, you ready?
Yes.
Adrian, you ready?
Yes.
Michaela, you ready?
Ready.
Everybody else, ready?
Ready.
You just go up and ask them. So when's the wedding?
Oh.
Oh.
Doesn't that work? No.
Yes.
Wait, yes it does. Yes it does. Yes it does.
Does it work? I think that works. You go, so when's the wedding?
Yeah.
And then he goes, there's two things he'll say. Well, I don't know, we haven't really talked about that yet. Or
I was thinking October.
Or I don't know, I haven't even proposed yet.
Yeah, okay, that's a good way to do it. That's a good way to do it. Listen, we don't have a lot of options. I think that's good.
Do you have a date? Yeah, so when's the wedding? Do you have a date yet?
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, unless they talked about it in her drunken stupor and she also forgot that.
Or no, Uncle Billy that hugs you too hard. Uncle Billy that hugs you too hard. When the next time somebody comes up and they're, oh, welcome to the family.
Uh-huh.
You just hold him at arm's length. You go, what the hell are you talking about?
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
I love these kind of stories where it's like, okay, I get what you're doing, but what are you doing?
Yeah.
Two women working at an Arby's, Pennsylvania in the news again.
Oh, Lord, what a week.
Boy, that's another bit, too, that I would want to do. Now, Butler, Pennsylvania will always be known as the place where somebody tried to assassinate a presidential candidate.
Oh, absolutely.
What is your little town known for? My little town now is known for Benson Boone. And for being the place where you stop on the way up to the ski area.
Oh, yeah. Think, you know, that's awesome.
Things like that. We'll do that another time. Two women working at an Arby's in Pennsylvania. I don't know if it was Butler or where. They got caught stealing thousands of dollars worth of roast beef from the Arby's.
Really?
Here's their brilliant scheme. Ready for this?
Yeah.
They'd slice the beef, hide it in a broken oven. Then it would, and I'm making air quotes right now, it would go to the trash. One of them would take out the trash while she was out back. She'd remove the roast beef and eventually take it home, assuming that the roast beef was in its own bag.
Right.
But that's not entirely clear, but that's how you got to do it, right? So obviously the guy who owns the Arby's notices, hey, something's not adding up here.
Right.
You know, the numbers aren't working. He thought it was how they were measuring and slicing, you know, that it was being wasted.
Of course.
Somehow. Like at a bar when they're overpouring.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
And you realize, why are our liquor costs so high and uh-huh. I'm not making any money? Then they caught him. So they got him on video, right? Because there's cameras everywhere.
Naturally.
I want to know how much roast beef is $3,500 worth, because that's apparently how much they got. How many bags of roast beef is that?
I don't even know. Maybe a trunk's worth? they're throwing it in their car. My question is, what's the appeal? Is it, are they selling it on the black market? Are they making double money?
Prices are high.
Yeah.
And, you know,
you gotta feed your family.
We're already selling fentanyl. We're already selling all the drugs. You know what I mean? So maybe in their neighborhood, that's the hot new one. Because sometimes you gotta zig when other people's zag.
That's called a hustler mentality.
You gotta fight. Yeah, you gotta find where there's a market. Yo, come on, want some roast beef?
Slanging the beef.
And you know, how is this beef being taken care of? How long after you move that from the kitchen? How long does that last?
How hot is it outside? It's been hanging in the bag.
In your trunk. And I know you're thinking it, so I'm just going to hit this button.
Arby's, we have the meats.
And instead, it's Shania and Stephanie. We have the meats stolen in the back of our trunk.
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Not sure why you would, but if you're in Malaysia, the National Registration Department has a message for expecting parents. Do not even consider naming your baby Skibbity.
Skibbity?
You know how the kids are saying that now, Skibbity Toilet?
Yeah.
It means, yeah.
Of course.
Do you know what that means? Do you know what Skibbity Toilet means?
I really don't.
I did 5 minutes ago, and I already put it back out of my head because, I don't care. I think it means something's bad. Ohio means something's not good.
Oh, is this the new lingo?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I feel so old.
Mid. Silly word that can be used to start a conversation, especially one that's full of brain rot. Huh? Oh, Gen Alpha slang, a word that can mean bad. Which Skibbity means meaning either bad or cool. But anyway, whatever. Don't consider naming your kid that because they will not allow it in Malaysia.
Okay.
And, you know, if you're like, well, I'll name my kid whatever I want, not Malaysia. They don't put up with that.
I just love that that's the big news in Malaysia. Like, you can't name your kid Skibbity.
I also think it's crazy that it made it there.
Uh-huh.
Like, I thought, no, we're just idiots here in America and it stops there.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're not exporting that. No, apparently it's pervasive. Other forbidden names include evil or basuk, which means stupid and smelly in Malay.
Okay.
A Facebook post published by the department, the National Registration Department, on July 8th also said the parents could not include official titles in their children's names and only 80 maximum characters are allowed. So you got to hold the name to 80 characters.
As opposed to what? That's
more
crazy.
Than 80. That's nuts.
Well, why would you name your kid with anything more than 10 letters? And that's being generous.
Because I thought it was just limited to our country alone. No, the whole world has gone crazy.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
This story made me a little sad. Ride with me on this just for a second. But I think it's a bit indicative of, you know, what we have done. We're talking a minute ago about how the world's gone crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy kid names. As far back as 1973, happiness tended to follow a U-shaped curve. Peak happiness coming in young adulthood, and then it would kind of go down until you got older, you retired,
right,
and you had grandkids and whatever, and then you just enjoyed that and you were fine. Apparently, that happiness curve is changing. They're now suggesting that life satisfaction is more linear and it just kind of increases with age. Young adulthood, no longer one of the happiest times in a person's life. And that,
it's so sad.
Bums me out.
And so true. Well, look what we've done. You can't afford a house. You can't afford so many different things. So you're so stressed out. Yeah, it is tough for our younger adults.
Yeah, young adults are, apparently, in young adulthood, most anxious and most depressed with no hope for the future. This, and by the way, this trend has appeared in 34 different countries. So again, it's not just America.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're ruining our kids worldwide.
You know what I think, and this will maybe date me or not, I just want to go back to the times where we went on our bikes, rode outside till the lights came on. We're drinking from the hose.
We were joking about this the other night. In that, part of our parents being hard on us was A, they wanted us out of the house.
Yeah.
And then B, we couldn't wait to get out of the house.
Totally.
And now parents are like, no, stay till you're 30. And it's fine. But I think that's...
And stay on your iPad till you're 30.
And look, I ain't got no kids, so I'm not trying to tell you how to do it. And you do you and whatever. I'm just saying it. Those of us who are sitting back and watching find it interesting.
Yeah.
That's all.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
This is a pop quiz for Michaela edition of The More You Know Before We Go. You ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Do you know what a person who studies flags is?
No.
A vexillologist.
Vexillologist?
V-E-X-I-L-L-O-L-O. G-I-S-T.
Good. I'm going to tell people that on stage tonight.
The art of... Really?
Yeah. A little fun fact.
I would give you $20 American if you would work that in.
I'll film it and send it to you tonight.
That's the most ridiculous waste of time I can think of.
Well, ever. We get this good knowledge and I'm going to share it.
All right, then. Person who studies flags, vexillologist. The art of designing flags, vexillography. Ah.
Okay.
Vexillography. Do you make money as a vexillologist?
I mean, you must. It's a career. I just don't know how much. Think a lot?
No, I don't think so. Hey, you know what we need? A vexillologist right now. Oh, study these flags. I'm thinking they might have to do some DoorDash deliveries on the side.
Yeah.
Just to help out.
Yeah. Grab a couple gigs.
Do you know what the closest planet to the sun is?
I should. I'm going to feel like an idiot, but no.
Mercury. I probably wouldn't have gotten that one either.
Good.
I might have gone, oh, yeah, I knew that. I didn't know that.
Thank you.
Mercury. But do you know what the hottest planet is? One would think it would be Mercury because
okay.
They're closest to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Venus gets hotter because their atmosphere traps and holds heat.
Okay.
Everybody knows the hottest planet is Earth. Because we're the sexiest. No? First escalator was actually an amusement park ride in Coney Island.
Makes sense. Totally makes sense.
That's wild. Crazy.
Hey, look at this. Woo!
Uh-huh.
Whoa! We're cooking now.
Yeah. And sometimes when it doesn't open, that's also a terrifying ride.
And just, we'll give an extra one here, a bonus one. Miss Piggy and the Philly Fanatic, did you know they were related?
No.
Do you know who Miss Piggy is?
I'm thinking Kermit and Miss Piggy.
Yeah, from the Muppets.
Yeah.
And the Philly Fanatic is
no.
The Philadelphia Phillies mascot.
Okay. They're related.
Created by the same person. Her name is Bonnie Erickson. She had a design company, better than being a vexillologist. She had a design company that made mascots. She ended up working for Jim Henson at the end, and then that's how Miss Piggy came to be.
Nice.
I know. That's the more you know before we go. Let's get out of here. I have to go catch a flight to London. Sorry. Heading off for USA Basketball. The games are going to be on, I believe, FS1. Maybe Fox. Yeah, I think FS1. But yeah, check your local listings.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
All
that kind of stuff. If you see USA Basketball. And then when the camera goes by, a buddy of mine goes, yeah, I've seen you on TV a lot lately. And I'm like, well, yeah, you've seen the camera go by and see my giant head.
That you're still on camera. No.
I guess.
This is very exciting. Congratulations.
Follow me on on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN, and I'll try and post as much as I can.
And you can follow me, Instagram, and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Chet, while you're on that flight, you know you can go on the Odyssey app and listen to Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. And if you've missed any of the episodes of the Chet Buchanan Show, on the Odyssey app as well.
Yeah, I could.
Welly.
Hi, Michaela Gordon.
Hi, follow me at Michaela, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. Gordon, you'll see me tonight at Fontainebleau, 8 p.m. Congratulations, Chet. Have so much fun.
Beautiful. And we'll see you guys in a few days.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be here. We just won't be here necessarily.
Right.
Magic. All right. Yeah, radio magic. In the meantime, we love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the record, I don't know that I have an opinion on this relationship rehab, and I know that's 1,000,000% against the rules, but I'm more than willing to talk this through.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
So, Jen, and we don't even have a name on her. Sounds crazy. This girl doesn't even know if she's engaged or not. Boy, she'd
be mortified.
Uh-huh. All right, let me get through the deets for everybody who hasn't been around. She and her boyfriend been together for almost 2 years. Over the weekend of the 4th, they go to visit his family, and everybody's like, "Hey, congratulations!" And she's like, "I just graduated, so maybe, you know." Then a couple of folks are like, "Welcome to the family." That creepy uncle that hugs you a little too hard. Sure, he was the one, but the thing is, my boyfriend never proposed or anything, as far as I know. They went out on romantic date night. She got drunk, and she's like, maybe that's when it happened. She doesn't like jewelry, so there's no real...
Yeah, there's proof. no indication, proof.
Yeah, no indication. She goes, how do I... And my favorite on this, and I think she's one of our people. I like her.
Uh-huh.
Because she says... How do I find out? Did you get this part, Jen? How do I find out without saying, sorry, I was blackout drunk when you might have planned an elaborate proposal, so I don't remember any of it. What are you doing here on this one?
I would get one of my friends to just kind of start a casual conversation and get to the bottom of it.
Uh-huh.
How? Did you? What's her name?
I don't know. Like at some gathering or something, and you know they start casually talking. Get one of my friends to kind of go. Yeah, hey, this
is. So. I've got the question. I know what the question is. Michaela, you had a thought on this as well.
Well, I actually like her answer better.
Right.
But I think that I would casually start showing him venues, dresses, feel out the vibe and be like, what do you think about this? But this answer is not as good as Jen's.
That's still a precursor. That's a precursor to a proposal.
Yeah. Well, then her friend could ask, how did the other night go? talk to me about it.
Doesn't matter. It was great.
Yeah,
well, it was awesome. We had fun. She got really hammered.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep you in the, I don't know why. I'm going to keep Jen, stay here while we talk to everybody else. Like, jump in with us.
Okay.
When we talk to Michelle. Michelle, it says on my screen, don't say anything. Did that apply to this? It did apply to this. Adrian says yes. Don't say anything, Michelle?
Don't say anything yet. You have to do your homework. Because if you got drunk, you got to do your homework. You got to pay. So my thing is, go look through your phone. Go look through his phone. I'm sure that, like, there's pictures, right, of the night. There has to be some kind of proof of something that happened.
Not if it was up to him. Not if they were alone.
Does she remember where they were at that night at that restaurant or wherever they had this romantic date or dinner?
The fact that she says he never proposed or anything, as far as I know, and she used the term blackout drunk.
You know. The key indication is if somebody's saying welcome to the family, maybe they're just like, shoot, maybe she isn't.
I know.
I have the question.
Why would
that the friend
say that? Why would you say welcome to the family if you're not part of the family?
I have the question the friend needs to ask. I'm pretty sure
I want to hear it. I want to
feel really good about it. Michelle, thank you. Have a great day. Marco, you say you do ask.
Yes. My answer is kind of the same as the first caller. Ask, but not directly. You know, have a family member, a close friend, you know, be like, hey, how'd it go, blah, blah, this and that, and then have that information relayed back to the, you know, person trying to figure out what happened.
How about this, y'all? No, you just say, it's a simple question.
Say it.
I'm telling you, I got it. You ready?
Yes.
Huh? You ready?
Uh-huh, I'm ready.
Hey, Jen, you ready?
This feels good.
Ready.
Marco, you ready?
Yes.
Adrian, you ready?
Yes.
Michaela, you ready?
Ready.
Everybody else, ready?
Ready.
You just go up and ask him. So when's the wedding?
Oh.
Doesn't that work? No.
Yes.
Wait, yes it does. Yes it does. Yes it does.
Does it work? I think that works. You go, so when's the wedding?
Yeah.
And then he goes, there's two things he'll say. Well, I don't know, we haven't really talked about that yet. Or
I was thinking October.
Or I don't know, I haven't even proposed yet.
Yeah, okay, that's a good way to do it. That's a good way to do it. Listen, we don't have a lot of options. I think that's good.
Do you have a date? Yeah, so when's the wedding? Do you have a date yet?
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, unless they talked about it in her drunken stupor and she also forgot that.
Or no, Uncle Billy that hugs you too hard. When the next time somebody comes up and they're, oh, welcome to the family.
Uh-huh.
You just hold them at arm's length. You go, what the hell are you talking about?
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
I love these kind of stories where it's like, okay, I get what you're doing, but what are you doing?
Yeah.
Two women working at an Arby's, Pennsylvania in the news again.
Oh, Lord, what a week.
Boy, that's another bit, too, that I would want to do. Now, Butler, Pennsylvania will always be known as the place where somebody tried to assassinate a presidential candidate.
Oh, absolutely.
What is your little town known for? My little town now is known for Benson Boone. And for being the place where you stop on the way up to the ski area.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
Things like that. We'll do that another time. Two women working at an Arby's in Pennsylvania. I don't know if it was Butler or where. They got caught stealing thousands of dollars worth of roast beef from the Arby's.
Really?
Here's their brilliant scheme. Ready for this?
Yeah.
They'd slice the beef, hide it in a broken oven. Then it would, and I'm making air quotes right now, it would go to the trash. One of them would take out the trash while she was out back. She'd remove the roast beef and eventually take it home, assuming that the roast beef was in its own bag.
Right.
But that's not entirely clear, but that's how you got to do it, right? So obviously the guy who owns the Arby's notices, hey, something's not adding up here.
Right.
You know, the numbers aren't working. He thought it was how they were measuring and slicing, you know, that it was being wasted.
Of course.
Somehow. Like at a bar when they're overpouring.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
And you realize, why are our liquor costs so high and I'm not making any money? Then they caught him. So they got him on video, right? Because there's cameras everywhere.
Naturally.
I want to know how much roast beef is $3,500 worth. Because that's apparently how much they got. How many bags of roast beef is that?
I don't even know. Maybe a trunk's worth? They're throwing it in their car. My question is, what's the appeal? Are they selling it on the black market? Yeah, are they making double the money?
Prices are high.
Yeah.
And, you know,
you gotta feed your family.
We're already selling fentanyl. We're already selling all the drugs. You know what I mean? So maybe in their neighborhood, that's the hot new one. Because sometimes you gotta zig when other people's zag.
That's called a hustler mentality.
You gotta fight. Yeah, you gotta find where there's a market. Yo, come on, want some roast beef?
Slanging the beef.
And you know, how is this beef being taken care of? How long after you move that from the kitchen? How long does that last?
How hot is it outside? It's been hanging in the bag.
In your trunk. And I know you're thinking it, so I'm just going to hit this button.
Arby's, we have the meats.
And instead it's Shania and Stephanie, we have the meats. Stolen in the back of our trunk.
In the morning.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Not sure why you would, but if you're in Malaysia, the National Registration Department has a message for expecting parents. Do not even consider naming your baby Skibbity.
Skibbity?
You know how the kids are saying that now, Skibbity Toilet?
Yeah.
It means, yeah.
Of course.
Do you know what that means? Do you know what Skibbity Toilet means?
I really don't.
I did 5 minutes ago, and I already put it back out of my head because, I don't care. I think it means something's bad. Ohio means something's not good.
Oh, is this the new lingo?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I feel so old.
Mid. Silly word that can be used to start a conversation, especially one that's full of brain rot. Huh? Oh, Gen Alpha slang, a word that can mean bad. Which Skibbity means meaning either bad or cool. But anyway, whatever. Don't consider naming your kid that because they will not allow it in Malaysia.
Okay.
And, you know, if you're like, well, I'll name my kid whatever I want, not Malaysia, you they don't put up with that.
I just love that that's the big news in Malaysia. Like, you can't name your kid Skibbity.
I also think it's crazy that it made it there.
Uh-huh.
Like, I thought, no, we're just idiots here in America and it stops there.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're not exporting that. No, apparently it's pervasive. Other forbidden names include evil or basuk, which means stupid and smelly in Malay.
Okay.
A Facebook post published by the department, the National Registration Department, on July 8th also said the parents could not include official titles in their children's names and only 80 maximum characters are allowed. So you got to hold the name to 80 characters.
As opposed to what? That's
more
crazy.
Than 80. That's nuts.
Well, why would you name your kid with anything more than 10 letters? And that's being generous.
Because I thought it was just limited to our country alone. No, the whole world has gone crazy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
This story made me a little sad. Ride with me on this just for a second. But I think it's a bit indicative of, you know, what we have done. We're talking a minute ago about how the world's gone crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy kid names. As far back as 1973, happiness tended to follow a U-shaped curve. Peak happiness coming in young adulthood, and then it would kind of go down until you got older, you retired,
right,
and you had grandkids or whatever, and then you just enjoyed that and you were fine. Apparently, that happiness curve is changing. They're now suggesting that life satisfaction is more linear and it just kind of increases with age. Young adulthood, no longer one of the happiest times in a person's life. And that
It's so sad.
Bums me out.
And so true. Well, look what we've done. You can't afford a house. You can't afford so many different things. So you're so stressed out. Yeah, it is tough for our younger adults.
Yeah, young adults are apparently in young adulthood most anxious and most depressed with no hope for the future. This, and by the way, this trend has appeared in 34 different countries. So again, it's not just America.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're ruining our kids worldwide.
You know what I think, and this will maybe date me or not. I just want to go back to the times where we went on our bikes, rode outside till the lights came on. We're drinking from the hose.
We were joking about this the other night. In that part of our parents being hard on us was A, they wanted us out of the house.
Yeah.
And then B, we couldn't wait to get out of the house.
Totally.
And now parents are like, no, stay till you're 30. And it's fine. But I think that's...
And stay on your iPad till you're 30.
And look, I ain't got no kids, so I'm not trying to tell you how to do it. And you do you and whatever. I'm just saying it. Those of us who are sitting back and watching find it interesting.
Yeah.
That's all.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
This is a pop quiz for Michaela edition of The More You Know Before We Go. You ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Do you know what a person who studies flags is?
No.
A vexillologist.
Vexillologist?
Vexillollo. G-I-S-T.
Good. I'm going to tell people that on stage tonight.
The art of... Really?
Yeah. A little fun fact.
I would give you $20 American if you would work that in.
I'll film it and send it to you tonight.
That's the most ridiculous waste of time I can think of.
Well, ever. We get this good knowledge and I'm going to share it.
All right, then. Person who studies flags, vexillologist. The art of designing flags, vexillography. Ah.
Okay.
Vexillography. Do you make money as a vexillologist?
I mean, you must. It's a career. I just don't know how much. Think a lot?
No, I don't think so. Hey, you know what we need? A vexillologist right now. Oh, study these flags. I'm thinking they might have to do some DoorDash deliveries on the side.
Yeah.
Just to help out.
Yeah. Grab a couple gigs.
Do you know what the closest planet to the sun is?
I should. I'm going to feel like an idiot, but no.
Mercury. I probably wouldn't have gotten that one either.
Good.
I might have gone, oh, yeah, I knew that. I didn't know that.
Thank you.
Mercury. But do you know what the hottest planet is? One would think it would be Mercury because
okay.
They're closest to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Venus gets hotter because their atmosphere traps and holds heat.
Okay.
Everybody knows the hottest planet is Earth. Because we're the sexiest. No? First escalator was actually an amusement park ride in Coney Island.
Makes sense. Totally makes sense.
That's wild. Crazy. Hey, look at this. Woo!
Uh-huh.
Whoa! We're cooking now.
Yeah. And sometimes when it doesn't open, that's also a terrifying ride.
And just, we'll give an extra one here, a bonus one. Miss Piggy and the Philly Fanatic, did you know they were related?
No.
Do you know who Miss Piggy is?
I'm thinking Kermit and Miss Piggy.
Yeah, from the Muppets.
Yeah.
And the Philly Fanatic is the Philadelphia Phillies mascot.
Okay, they're related.
Created by the same person. Her name is Bonnie Erickson. She had a design company, better than being a vexillologist. She had a design company that made mascots. She ended up working for Jim Henson at the end, and then that's how Miss Piggy came to be.
Nice.
I know. That's the more you know before we go. Let's get out of here. I have to go catch a flight to London. Sorry. Heading off for USA Basketball. The games are going to be on, I believe, FS1. Maybe Fox. Yeah, I think FS1. But yeah, check your local listings.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
All
that kind of stuff. If you see USA Basketball. And then when the camera goes by, a buddy of mine goes, yeah, I've seen you on TV a lot lately. And I'm like, well, yeah, you've seen the camera go by and see my giant head.
Is that your song camera? No.
I guess.
This is very exciting. Congratulations.
Follow me on on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN, and I'll try and post as much as I can.
And you can follow me, Instagram, and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Chet, while you're on that flight, you know you can go on the Odyssey app and listen to Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. And if you've missed any of the episodes of the Chet Buchanan Show, on the Odyssey app as well.
Yeah, I could.
Welly.
Hi, Michaela Gordon.
Hi, follow me at Michaela, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. Gordon, you'll see me tonight at Fontainebleau, 8 p.m. Congratulations, Chet. Have so much fun.
Beautiful. We'll see you guys in a few days.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be here. We just won't be here necessarily.
Right.
All right. Yeah, radio magic. In the meantime, we love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
This is a pop quiz for Michaela edition of The More You Know Before We Go. You ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? Do you know what a person who studies flags is?
No.
A vexillologist.
Vexillologist?
V-E-X-I-L-L-O-L-O. G-I-S-T.
Good. I'm going to tell people that on stage tonight.
The art of... Really?
Yeah. A little fun fact.
I would give you $20 American if you would work that in.
I'll film it and send it to you tonight.
That's the most ridiculous waste of time I can think of.
Well, ever. We get this good knowledge and I'm going to share it.
All right, then. Person who studies flags, vexillologist. The art of designing flags, vexillography. Ah.
Okay.
Vexillography. Do you make money as a vexillologist?
I mean, you must. It's a career. I just don't know how much. Think a lot?
No, I don't think so. Hey, you know what we need? A vexillologist right now. Oh, study these flags. I'm thinking they might have to do some DoorDash deliveries on the side.
Yeah.
Just to help out.
Yeah. Grab a couple gigs.
Do you know what the closest planet to the sun is?
I should. I'm going to feel like an idiot, but no.
Mercury. I probably wouldn't have gotten that
okay,
one either.
Good.
I might have gone, oh, yeah, I knew that. I didn't know that.
Thank you.
Mercury. But do you know what the hottest planet is? One would think it would be Mercury. because they're closest to the sun. Mm-hmm. Venus gets hotter because their atmosphere traps and holds heat.
Okay.
Everybody knows the hottest planet is Earth because we're the sexiest. No? First escalator was actually an amusement park ride in Coney Island.
Makes sense. Totally makes sense.
That's wild. Crazy. Hey, look at this. Woo! Uh-huh. Whoa! We're cooking now.
Yeah, and sometimes when it doesn't open, that's also a terrifying ride.
And just, we'll give an extra one here, a bonus one. Miss Piggy and the Philly Fanatic, did you know they were related?
No.
Do you know who Miss Piggy is?
I'm thinking Kermit and Miss Piggy.
Yeah, from the Muppets.
Yeah.
And the Philly Fanatic is the Philadelphia Phillies mascot.
Okay, they're related.
Created by the same person. Her name is Bonnie Erickson. She had a design company, better than being a vexillologist. She had a design company that made mascots. She ended up working for Jim Henson at the end, and then that's how Miss Piggy came to be.
Nice.
I know. That's the more you know. Before we go, let's get out of here. I have to go catch a flight to London. Sorry. Heading off for USA Basketball. The games are going to be on, I believe, FS1. Maybe Fox. Yeah, I think FS1. But yeah, check your local listings.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All that kind of stuff. If you see USA Basketball, and then when the camera goes by, a buddy of mine goes, yeah, I've seen you on TV a lot lately. And I'm like, well, yeah, you've seen the camera go by and see my giant head.
Is that your song camera? No.
I guess.
This is very exciting. Congratulations.
Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN, and I'll try and post as much as I can.
And you can follow me, Instagram, and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Chet, while you're on that flight, you know you can go on the Odyssey app and listen to Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. And if you've missed any of the episodes of the Chet Buchanan Show, on the Odyssey app as well.
Yeah, I could.
Welly.
Hi, Michaela Gordon.
Hi, follow me at Michaela, M-I-K-A-L-A-H. Gordon, you'll see me tonight at Fontainebleau, 8 p.m. Congratulations, Chet. Have so much fun.
Beautiful. And we'll see you guys in a few days. Mm-hmm. We'll be here. We just won't be here necessarily.
Right.
All right. Yeah, radio magic. In the meantime, we love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.